Panthers are back on the court, ready to go. They came out of the locker room looking like they were in good spirits. On the floor for Skagway right now, we've got Zoe Wassman, Hannah O'Daniel, Haley Jensen, Jade Cook, and Kara Whitehead. We've got somebody in the gym trying to steal our thunder here, Becky. Yeah, we do. not really. He's just announcing the game here.
We
in the
haven't
gym.
Heard him say boom shakalaka, though.
No. No. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
So the possession arrow is going to go to Cake. So they'll be inbounding on the sideline. Davis into Ashenfelter. She's going to make a move. They find Chandler at the free throw line. She tries to get a move to the basket, but she's got nothing there. Too many Skagway defenders. Cake is tossing the ball around, and Louise picks up the ball and puts one in for 2 points. Hannah gets the ball into Haley. Haley Jensen, that is. And she gets across half court, no pressure by Cake. Haley picks up the dribble, gets it over to Hannah, who finds Zoe right at the elbow, tries to find Jade at the low block. Jade recovers that pass. It wasn't great. It got tipped away by Cake, and Jade tries to put it up. No good, but gets her own rebound. She gets the other rebound, gets it out to Hannah. Hannah makes a move to the basket, puts it up. No good, and Cake with the rebound there across half court. Chandler with the ball. She gets it to Ashenfelter. Out to Louise. She's going to put one up. No good. Ashenfelter with the rebound. She puts one up, and she gets it to roll in. Two more points for Cake. 32-17, Cake with the lead. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Haley Jensen with the ball across half court. Over to Hannah O'Daniel. Back up to Haley. Kicks it back out to Hannah. She finds Zoe right at the elbow. Zoe's trying to make a move. She takes a dribble and then passes out to Kara Whitehead, who loses the handle but is able to recover, who tries to pass to Haley. It's batted away by Davis. Hannah's back on defense. And Jade, nice hustle. Jade's able to intercept that pass, and she just loses her balance a little bit. It is called for a travel. Cake is going to inbound on the baseline right underneath their basket. They find Davis out behind the three-point line. She puts one up, but that's no good. Jade's got the rebound, and she gets it to Hannah. Gets it over to Haley. Cake has pulled off their full-court press. Haley with the ball at the top of the key. She gets it over to Hannah, over by the sideline. Look for Jade at the free-throw line. They get it over Kara on the other side of the court. Back up to Haley at the top. She's going to go to Hannah. She finds Jade at the elbow. A couple little dribbles by Jade. She puts it up. No good, but it gets her own rebound, and she goes back up with it looking for the foul, but she didn't get it. It hits the bottom of the backboard. Ashenfelter pushes the ball up the court, and she double dribbles. So a quick turnover there by Cake, and Hannah's going to be inbounding on the baseline under the Cake basket. She gets it into Haley, who gets across half court, and Davis picks her up right at the half court line. Zoe gets it into Jade, who's down on the low block. She's battling to get that shot off. Three Cake players guarding her, and she finally gets the foul call. The basket didn't count, but she's going to go to the line for 2 points. Or two free throws, I suppose. She has to make them for them to become points.
That's on Kelsey Mary, her second.
Jade Cook gets the ball from free throw number one, and she puts that one up, and it's short off the front of the rim. She's shaking her head. She knew that one wasn't good from the get-go. Second one is up, and that one rolls in. So 32-18, Cake with the lead, 5 minutes, 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Haley picks up Ashenfelter right at the top of the keys, picked up her dribble, nice tight defense by Haley. Chandler had the ball, and she was walking all over the court with it, but didn't get the call. Hannah with the rebound, she's going to push the ball, she's got numbers. She's going to go all the way down. She pulls up for a little jumper. She puts that one up and in. 5 minutes, 30 seconds, 32-20. Cake with a 12-point lead. Ashenfelter has the ball at the top of the key. She finds Mary at the free throw line, gets it back out to Ashenfelter, who puts it up and in for 3 points. Hannah's going to inbound to Haley. Still no pressure by Cake. 35-20. Cake with a 15-point lead. 5 minutes, 12 seconds left in the quarter, the third quarter. Haley gets it over to Hannah. Looking for somewhere to go with it, but can't find anywhere, so she's going to take it up to the top of the key. Reset something. She gets it back over to Hannah. Hannah shifts over to the near side of the court. She gets Zoe, but tries to pass it over Cake, and Ashenfelter recovers that. She drives into the basket, and she banks one up and in. Hannah's going to inbound to Haley. 37-20, Cake with a 17-point lead, 4 minutes, 40 seconds left in the third quarter.
Bummer.
And
Haley turned it over.
Yeah, Haley traveled with the ball. She picked up that dribble but was still moving our feet. So Cake's going to inbound at half court. Ashenfelter with the ball. She gets it to Mary at the free throw line. Hammett's got good defense. Davis with the ball, little ball fake, but doesn't have anywhere to go. Jade's on her. They get it over to Ashenfelter, and she loses the handle, and it goes out of bounds. So Skagway is going to inbound at the sideline down in the backcourt there. Still no pressure by Cake. Haley's going to bring it in. She's going to get picked up right at half court by Davis. Looking for somebody open. She picked up that dribble just a little too quickly, but she manages to get it to Jade. Jade came up with good help there. Jade's going to take it into the key, and she tries to pass to Kara, and it's knocked out of bounds by Kelsey Mary. No, they're going to say it's off of Kara Whitehead, and John playing nice with the officials. Cake inbounds the ball to Ashenfelter. She's going to dribble at the top of the key. They get it over to Mary. She puts one up for two. Mary didn't play against us in Cake. She had an injury, so this is the first time we've actually seen her on the court, and she's a pretty good shot. Haley gets the ball across the court over to Kara Whitehead, who's going to dribble around. She gets it to Zoe at the elbow, who finds Jade down low, who's open, and she puts it up, and it rolls in and out. That was almost down into the basket. I'm not sure how it came out of there, but Chandler gets the rebound. She drives all the way down to the other end of the court, tries a little spin move, but she's called for travel. So Cake turns the ball over underneath their basket. Hannah's going to inbound to Haley. Still no pressure by Cake. Well, a little half-court pressure. They've got two defenders up there to get Haley. Haley gets it over to Hannah. Over to Zoe. Oh, she's going to put one up for three. And that looks good. 3 points for Zoe Wassman. I think that deserves a boom shakalaka.
That definitely warrants a boom shakalaka.
Chandler with the ball at the top of the key. She finds Davis at the free throw line. They kick it out to Ashenfelter, who's all alone out there in the corner. And she puts her own basketball on the hoop for 3 points. So 3 minutes left in the quarter, 42-23, Cake with a lead. Haley picks up the dribble, gets it over to Hannah, finds Jade at the free throw line, and she's fouled by Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter shaking her head, but I think she's more upset with herself than the call. I think she knows that's the right call.
That's her third.
Hannah's at the baseline, looking to inbound, trying to find somebody open. She finds Jade, who's going to put it up, but no good. Yeah, Zoe tried to get the rebound there, but she did not have position. She's called for an over-the-back. So that's going to be a foul on Zoe.
That's her second.
2 minutes, 55 seconds left in the quarter. 42-23, Cake with the lead. They get the ball into Louise. She's just going to walk it up the court. She's given some instructions to her players down there. Ball goes to Chandler, takes one dribble back to Louise. She's going to make a move into the basket. She puts one up from just inside the free throw line, but Jade gets the rebound. That shot was no good. Ball goes to Haley. She's going to get the ball up the court. She gets it over to Hannah. Finds Jade at the elbow, takes a cut, wants to take it a little dribble. It's stripped away by Cake, and she just throwing a couple elbows there, but no call. I think she's just frustrated because there's a lot of bodies moving around. They get a pass into Davis, who's alone down low. She tries to lay it up, but that's no good. Mary gets down for the rebound for the putback. The shot doesn't go in, but she's fouled on the shot.
By Zoe Wassman, who is her, that's her third personal. Mary's first shot is up and good, and it's not good, sorry.
Talk about confused.
Whoa.
She gets the ball for free throw number two. She puts that one up, and it's no good, but Chandler manages to get in there for the rebound. She tries a putback, and it's no good. Hannah with the rebound there. Hannah's going to push the ball at the court. She's waiting for her team to get there. The ball gets to Zoe at the elbow, who she finds Jade, and she's fouled by Kelsey Mary. The foul's on the ground, though, so there won't be any shots here. They're going to inbound from the baseline. Haley's going to inbound the ball. She finds Hannah in the corner, who's wide open. She puts that one up. Oh, off the front of the rim. No good. Davis with the rebound. Hannah's in hot pursuit. She puts the ball up. It's no good. Zoe with the rebound. Zoe looking for somewhere to go. She finds Haley. For those of you also watching, you know that I'm a little delayed on my calling here.
Haley with a bad pass to Zoe. She just couldn't catch it. It was too low to her feet there.
John O'Daniel is out of the coaching box.
He is definitely out of the coaching box. He's in front of the scores table for those of you that can see on the live stream there.
Chandler over to Davis, gets it over to Mary, who gets it to Ashenfelter, who's all alone beyond the three-point line. Mary gets the rebound and the putback, so that's two more points for Cake. 1 minute, 25 seconds left in the third quarter, 44-23, and Haley loses the ball. She just lost her balance there. 1 minute, 21 seconds left. Cake with a 21-point lead.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Cake puts another one up for two. That's Louise Kadake. Hannah inbounds to Haley, who gets it back to Hannah. Hannah's across half court, looking for somewhere to go. She finds Zoe. And Coach O'Daniel thinks it's time for a timeout.
There's 1 minute left on the clock.
46-23. Cake with a pretty significant lead. Skagway's defense seems to be loosening up a little bit. They're having a tough time staying on Cake down low. And our offense is just not working very smoothly. So a little time out here to give Skagway a little break, get some water and a breather, and some very useful advice from Coach O'Daniel, I'm sure.
I'm sure it's very useful, yes. They are talking. They're not screaming, so that's a plus. He's not bright red.
Just a lighter shade of red.
His blood pressure might be up just a tad, but
I think that's the niacin kicking in. It's the flush, you know. Okay, so 1 minute left in this third quarter. Both teams take the court. Hannah's going to inbound on the sideline. She's going to look for somebody open. She finds Haley up at the top. Over to Hannah. She's on the sideline. She's picked up the dribble. She finds Zoe right at the three-point line. And they're trying to force those passes into Jade. And Cake's got quick hands, and they keep batting the ball away. We recover, and Haley's got the ball at the top of the key. She sends it over to Hannah, who puts a shot up. It's no good off the front of the rim. Cake is struggling to get control of the ball, but they finally do. Ashenfelter's got the ball. And she heaves it down to Davis down in the corner, who kicks it back out to Louise, back to Ashenfelter, guarded by Kara Whitehead, over to Chandler at the top. They're just going to run the clock out. I think they're just going to look for one last shot in this quarter. Nice defense by Haley. Chandler looks like she's losing her temper a little bit again. They get it over to Davis. Ashenfelter at the free throw line, over to Louise. Ashenfelter is going to take the shot. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Zoe gets the rebound, and she passes that out to Hannah. Hannah's going to push the ball. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Hannah's going to push the ball all the way down. She pulls up and puts one up, and it's no good. So that's the end of the third quarter. Cake with a 23-point lead here, 46-23. A team foul so far this half. Cake with three and Skagway with two.
We have Hannah with three fouls, Jade with two, Zoe with three, and Kara Whitehead with one. On the Cake side of things, Talia Davis with three, Chandler Kadake with three, Tanessa Ashenfelter with three, Louise Kadake with one, and Kelsey Mary with three. So they've got four players with three fouls each.
Skagway taking a little bit of time during this between quarter break to talk stuff out. And I just want to take a moment to thank Ketchikan High School for streaming the games for us and also for patching the audio into the video. I think that all of our folks at home and away are really enjoying getting to watch and listen, and it's been really nice. And Hannah's going to inbound to Jade, who goes back to Hannah, up to Haley, over to Hannah. She gets it to Zoe on the other side of the key. She's going to take a couple dribbles in. She puts it up, and it's no good. And there's a scramble for the rebound. It gets knocked out of bounds by Jay Cook. Cake inbounds to Ashenfelter. Gets it across half court. who finds Kelsey Mary at the free throw line. Louise in the corner, she's going to put one up for three, and that's no good, nothing there. Zoe gets the rebound. She gets the ball to Haley. No pressure by Cake anymore. Haley picks up the dribble. She finds Zoe at the free throw line, who tries to get it to Jade. And Jade tries to put it up. I really wish that Jade would go up strong. She's been doing this thing where she tries to flip the ball up. And I know that she's afraid of getting blocked, but if she would go up strong, I think she'd get that foul called on her a lot more often. Cake passes the ball around. They take a couple shots, get their own rebound, and then Zoe gets in there for that last rebound. She gets it over to Hannah, who's going to push the ball up the floor. She gets across half court, and she finds Zoe at the elbow. A couple dribbles by Zoe. She kicks it back out to Hannah, who finds Kara. She takes one dribble and then puts it up, and no good there. Cake with the rebound. Ashenfelter is going to push the ball. Skagway's back on defense. She pulls up at the free throw line, passes over to Kelsey Mary, back to Chandler, over to Ashenfelter. She gets it into Louise, passes it out to Kelsey Mary, who puts it up off the back of the rim and over the backboard. Cake gets that rebound. I guess since it didn't hit a support, it stays inbounds. Davis with the ball at the free throw line. She puts one up. It bounces out and in, and Kara Whitehead with the rebound. She gets the ball to Hannah, passes it over to Haley. Haley's going to walk it up the court. 6 minutes, 20 seconds left in the game. Ball goes to Hannah. She's looking for somewhere to go. She finds Jade down low, kicks it back out to Hannah. Over to Haley. And she finds Zoe just beyond the three-point line. Hannah's wide open on the other side of the key, but nobody sees her. Cake recovers the bad pass. She gets it to Ashenfelter. She's going to go all the way to the other end of the court, and she puts one up and in. She shoots up over Zoe. That was a pretty good shot. She was off balance, gets it over Zoe, and manages to get the ball to go in. Haley brings the ball across half court. She's picked up by Louise. Over to Hannah in the corner. Hannah puts it up, and that's good. 2 points for Hannah, 5 minutes, 37 seconds left in the game. 48-25, Cake with a lead. Chandler with the ball coming across half court.
Looks like John might be, trying to play with Lloyd there on the other side, whispering things over at him.
And Chandler puts the ball in for two more points for Cake. Haley brings the ball across half court, over to Hannah. She finds Jade down low on that block. She puts it up, no good. She's just a little bit off balance. She just needs to go up strong. Ashenfelter gets the rebound. She gets it all the way out, pulls herself back behind the three-point line and puts one up. It's no good, and then Cake bats the ball out of bounds, so it's going to be Skagway ball under the Cake basket. Coach O'Daniel's down there demonstrating the up strong move. Nobody's looking at him.
He's doing quite well.
Haley with a little drive. She finds Zoe down low, and Zoe tries to put it up, but that's no good. And
back
she
up and
gets
good.
The put back, and that one finally goes in. I think it bounced around every inch of that rim before it actually went into the basket. 50-27, 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the game. Ashenfelter has the ball across half court. She's going to drive to the free throw line, kicks it out to Davis, who gets it to Louise. Back to Ashenfelter, little ball fake, gets around Jade, but the shot's no good. The rebound by Louise, and she tries to pass it out to somebody, and then Jade bats it out of bounds. So Chandler's going to inbound at the baseline. They get it to Ashenfelter. She shoots from behind the three-point line. No good. Davis with the rebound, and she tries for the putback. It's no good, but she's fouled by Zoe on the shot.
And that's Zoe's fourth personal foul.
4 minutes, 14 seconds left. Cake with a 23-point lead, 50-27. Davis trying to add two more points to that lead. The first one goes up, and it's good. Cake seems to be a very good free throw shooting team. She has a ball for free throw number two, and it goes up. And that bounces in and out. Jade with the rebound. She rebounded that one with her face.
Yes, she did. She got it, though.
Jade's a rebounder. It's what she does. Haley gets the ball to Zoe. She takes a couple of dribbles. Tries to get it back to Haley, but Cake was right there. Kara Whitehead is chasing that ball down. She's almost got a great hustle by Kara. Hannah manages to get back on defense, and she blocks that shot. Great hustle by Skagway. It's nice to see them continue to hustle to the very end. 3 minutes, 55 seconds left. Chandler inbounds to Ashenfelter. She's going to take it back up to the top of the key. She passes to Louise. A couple more dribbles. Back out to Ashenfelter. She takes a couple dribbles in, and she puts one in. Hannah gets the ball to Haley. Still no pressure by Cake. Haley gets it across half court, over to Hannah. She finds Jade down in the key. 1-2 dribbles. Jade turns around and gets it up, but no good. I think they're going to call a foul there. It was a loose ball, and they're battling for possession.
Yeah.
And it looks like Kara got Chandler on the arm. So Kara's called for a foul there. It's just on the ground. So Cake inbounds in the backcourt. Ashenfelter with the ball. She's going to get it across half court. Looks like Al Weber's looking like she's going to be subbing in for somebody. Ashenfelter drives through the key, and she puts one up and in. Hannah gets it into Haley. Haley gets it across half court. She finds Jade in the key. Jade takes a dribble. Got nowhere to go, so she kicks it back out to Haley.
Oh.
And it's stripped away by Louise. Louise is going to push the ball up the floor. Skagway's back on defense. She passes out to Kelsey. Gets it to Chandler. Louise puts the ball up, and Jade's there for the rebound. She gets the ball to Hannah. Hannah's going to push the ball up. There was nobody there to play defense. I don't know why Hannah just didn't take the ball to the rack there, but she puts one up, a little jumper, and it's no good. Cake ends up with the ball. 2 minutes, 42 seconds left in the game. 55-27, Cake with the lead. So tomorrow we have the boys playing at 4:15 against Angoon. And those games will again be on the live streaming, and we'll be here with the radio broadcast. I'm not certain what Haynes' schedule is like, so we don't know if our games are going to be live or what the situation is there, but that's just on the radio. They will be live on the khighbasketball.com. And it looks like tomorrow the girls will likely play at 2:30, and they'll be playing against Angoon, so they've got another physical game coming up tomorrow. Unless, of course, they can pull the win out here. And both teams take the floor with 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the game. Chandler is going to inbound on the sideline. She's over near half court there. She's going to get it into Ashenfelter. They're going to get something set up. She's at the top of the key. Cake's just going to pass the ball. Hannah bats it away. Can't quite keep the handle. But Cake ends up knocking it out of bounds. So Hannah is going to inbound at the sideline right at half court. And it looks like Cake is going to pick up the defense right at half court there. She gets it into Jade in the front court and then over to Haley, back to Hannah. She finds Zoe on the other side of the key. Zoe takes one little dribble and takes a shot from the free throw line. It's no good. Jade gets in there for the rebound. They find Hannah up at the top of the key. She puts one up and no good. Zoe gets the rebound there. She was over the back again, but they didn't get the call. But she tries to put it up. No good. Cake with the rebound. Chandler has the ball at the top of the key. She's just going to dribble till somebody picks her up. Haley picks her up and almost bats the ball away. Back over to Chandler. Hannah guarding her tightly. Gets the ball over to Kelsey. Back over to Louise. Moving it around the court, and we get a steal. Somebody bats the ball away, and Jade's able to recover. She gets the ball to Hannah. Al Weber has indeed subbed in. It looks like she's come in for Kara Whitehead. Haley gets the ball to Hannah, finds Zoe at the elbow. She takes a nice little dribble, kicks it back out to Hannah. She's got a ball fake. She moves around over to the free throw line, puts one up. That's no good. There's a scramble for the rebound. Cake's trying to get it. Somebody's called for a foul here.
That,
it looks like it might be Zoe.
That is on Zoe, and that is her fifth. She is.
Oh. 2-4? Maybe that's on Hannah. Oh, Zoe Wassman, it was a 3, not a 4. Oh, and that's 5 for Zoe.
That is 5 for
good
Zoe.
Good game, Zoe. That was a good game for Zoe. She was in there battling. Cake, again, is a very physical team. So 1 minute and 29 seconds left. 55-27, Cake with the lead. Chandler is going to inbound to Ashenfelter. She's across half court. Kara Whitehead is subbed in for Zoe. They get the ball over to Louise, back to Ashenfelter, back to Louise, back to Ashenfelter, over to Davis. She looked like she wanted to take the shot, but then passed it back around. Louise is going to take that shot. It rolls around the rim, and no good. Haley with the rebound. She gets the ball over to Hannah. Gets back to Haley. They're going to get across half court. She's picked up by Louise. Gets the ball to Jade. Kicks it back out to Hannah. Nice little ball fake. She puts that one up and in. 55-29, 53 seconds left in the game. Ashenfelter is going to come across half court. She's going to wait for somebody to pick her up before she goes anywhere. She moves around the key, or I guess around the three-point line, gets it to Chandler, who's going to put one up. And that one goes in. Chandler's very animated. Hannah gets it into Haley, 30 seconds left in the game. She gets it over to, Davis again, she's not quite getting to the pass that she wants to intercept quickly enough, and she knocks Hannah down and gets called for the foul. Nobody's in the bonus yet, so no shots to be made here or taken. Hannah's going to inbound on the sideline. She gets the ball to Haley. Over to Hannah. She gets the ball to Jade. Nice little move by Jade. She cuts into the basket, but puts a shot up, and it's no good. Rebound cake. Ashenfelter is going to push the ball all the way down the floor. They try to find Davis, and they do. She's down low all by herself, down by that low block, and she lays it up and in. Hannah inbounds to Haley. Haley gets it across half court. 9 seconds left in the game. 60-29 cake with the lead. Hannah tries to pass over a couple cake players, and they intercept.
She meant Haley.
Okay. And that's the end of the game. Skagway just really had a hard time getting anything to go offensively today. The final score is Skagway with 29, Cake 60. So, and they had a rough third quarter defensively. They seemed to come out a little tired.
So Skagway will play Angoon tomorrow, the girls, at 2:30. And the boys will also play Angoon at 4:15 tomorrow. So those will be some physical games for both teams.
Skagway split with Angoon on their conference games. We won one and they won one. So it should be an interesting game for sure for both teams tomorrow. Definitely a challenge, but both Skagway teams still have a chance to make that second berth for state. And so that's the end of Skagway basketball today. Hello to my family down south in the Pacific Northwest. Hello, Maya and Riley and the Clue Bars. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in. And everybody in Skagway, thanks for listening and watching.